I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 2 years after his arrest in Mozambique, we've got an important update on an American missionary pilot, Ryan Coher. Then later, what challenges do Muslim background believers face? We'll share the answers at the end of today's broadcast. But first, Mozambique authorities are dropping the case against Ryan Coher, an American missionary pilot with Mission Aviation Fellowship. It's been 2 years since he was arrested and falsely accused of supporting insurgent activity. Ryan was released 4 months later and eventually returned to the U.S. with his wife, Annabelle, and their two sons. Ryan says,
"We have just been waiting for the closure of the case, just getting updates every week or two. And usually there was not much news. It was always, they're still working on it, or we haven't heard anything."
Ryan and Annabelle are expecting a baby girl next month, and they've been praying that God would resolve Ryan's case before their daughter's birth. Then the news came. Case dismissed. Annabelle says,
"We were really surprised that we actually heard that the case closed in this season, because there is some turmoil in Mozambique right now due to an election season over there. And so we really didn't think that at this point it was going to be coming before she was born, maybe not even before the end of the year. And so it was quite a praise and a blessing to have this all closed before her arrival."
The Coers plan to name their daughter Abigail, which means "my father's joy." God is also leading them back to the mission field. We've got part two of this story tomorrow.
I think during this time, you know, Lord's just taught us to trust in him and be patient.
Meanwhile, yesterday was the Global Day of Prayer for Muslim background believers. The team behind the website I Found the Truth captures the testimonies of these new Christians on film for the world to see. Josh with Uncharted Ministry says,
"Some of our films have gone into all parts of the Muslim world, 100% Muslim areas, and we're getting responses from Muslims all over the world wanting to know who Jesus is. We get Muslims that become Christians and then use the films as tools to evangelize to Muslims."
More than half of the population in the Middle East is under 30 years old. Josh says their team connects with many of these young people.
"We always say you can never argue someone to Christ, right? Really, I think that these stories are so powerful because they do hit the heart. They hit the heartstrings of people that are watching and going, I want that too. Or I've had a dream, or I've had a similar circumstance where I'm stuck in and I want out. I want help." They feel trapped and they hear someone else's story and it offers them hope.
The team is preparing amazing content for season 6 of I Found the Truth. Join in praying for the Spirit to lead from beginning to end, from the people who share their stories to the production to those who will watch the films. Pray for God to bring the stories to just the right people and bring many to know Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And for Christians who grew up Muslim, church and discipleship are often a challenge to find. Freedom to Lead International comes alongside these believers in North Africa and the Middle East. One man told Freedom to Lead's Michelle Sessoms,
"Persecution is not the greatest difficulty that we face. The greatest need for Muslim background believers is identity."
That's because on one side, these new Christians are persecuted by radical Muslims. On the other side, they're shunned by the traditional church, which doesn't know what to do with them.
"Part of our heart is that we want to cultivate these faithful, effective leaders so that they can guide this unique global family, because they don't know how to fit into that traditional church."
Ask God to build communities and leaders who can pioneer hard questions among Muslim background believers.
"So it changes our perspective of how do you lead a healthy church when there's no structure of a church? How do you be a peacemaking leader when all these forces around you are happening? How do you mentor the next generation when it's such a young church?" We learned a lot from them to there's bigger questions here that we don't have answers to. Really dependence on the Holy Spirit to guide. We have a 4-year program where we walk them through leadership development from a ministry development kind of standpoint and character formation, focusing on the stories of Jesus.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.